Today we are going to be learning the Sicha that the Rebbe spoke at the actual groundbreaking of 770 on Yudzayin Elul Tovshin Memches. A little bit of a history, and this you could actually see in a video yourself. The chairman of the campaign to expand 770 was a Yid. His name was Mr. David Chase. He lived in Hartford, Connecticut, and he was a big sponsor of the Rabbinical College of America in Morristown. He was the chairman of the campaign to expand 770. And there's a video, it was on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday, and he comes to the Rebbe's house, and the Rebbe's standing by the stairs, going upstairs, and he comes to the Rebbe and he tells him that we're having a groundbreaking ceremony to expand the shul, and the Rebbe says, "Shul here?" Like in New York, he says, yeah, it's here. And he says, it would be a big honor for the Rebbe to come to the actual groundbreaking at 5 o'clock. And without getting into the whole Arichas, you could watch it on the video, the Rebbe tells him that a Yid likes to make a deal. So I'm going to make a deal with you, and if you do your part of the deal, I'll come to the groundbreaking. So he asks the Rebbe, what's the deal? And the Rebbe says, the deal is that you have to give a speech in Yiddish. And if you give a speech in Yiddish, in the Mamaloshen, so then I will come to the groundbreaking at 5 o'clock. He says, Rebbe, we have a deal. That's what you see in the heading of the Sicha. It says that the Rebbe came B'Shoa Chamishis at 5 o'clock from his house. The Rebbe was wearing Shabbos clothes, his sirtuk, a silk sirtuk, and they had a special place set up for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said the following sicha. Just to point out, afterwards, David Chase speaks, and he speaks in English. And the Rebbe's looking at him. And finally he says, Rebbe, I know I promised to speak in Yiddish. I haven't spoken Yiddish in a very long time. So you'll accept my short speech. And he tells him basically, Rebbe, Mahabim Dirlib Zeir Zeir, we love you so much. That's his Yiddish speech to the Rebbe, how much the Am Yisrael loves the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gives him that beautiful smile, you know, that finishes off a lot of the videos, that beautiful smile that the Rebbe gives to David Chase after he says how much he loves the Rebbe. But here is the actual Sicha. The Sicha took 12 minutes to say, and we're going to learn chelik of it now. The Rebbe says that this event is called B'loshen HaMedina groundbreaking. What's a groundbreaking? That we open up part of the ground and we put in a stone, a foundation stone, to begin the process of building. Now, seemingly it's an American minig that we make a groundbreaking. Says the Rebbe, a Yid is netzave, that we have a commandment and we are directed. That everything that happens, there has to be a hira, a lesson, avodas Hashem. So we have to learn from the words of Torah how the Eibishter, how was his groundbreaking, how did he start the world? And we follow the way of the Eibishter, ba'anochas yisoid shel kol abinyan, by putting down the foundation for the entire building. Believe it or not, the world was created with a stone, the Evan Ashesia, which was the center of creation, which was in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the base HaMikdash, and this was the foundation of the whole Hemshech HaBriya. That's why it's called Shesia, the foundation stone. Shemimenu Hushtas Olam, Chazal tell us, the Gemara, from there, that's where the world came out of. So in other words, the world was started with the Evan, with the Yesoid. Now says the Rebbe, gewaltig thing, I want everyone to pay attention to the fourth paragraph. Umizeh loimit kol echod ve'echod. This everyone learns from B'shashu u'boina bayis. When he starts beginning to build his own house. Or in yonem gashmim or beruchnias for the neshama. You have to realize how Yesoid shel Abinyan, the foundation and purpose of the building and the, you know, whatever you're doing,
Tzarech liyis kosher b'kedusha beis hamikdash. V'loy stam kedusha l'kodesh hakadoshim.
In other words, when we put down the stone, it's reminding us of the Evan Ashasiyah that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how a Yid views it. And it connects it right away to the concept of the Eibishter creating the world with the Evan Ashasiyah, and that it's in Kodesh HaKadoshim, because a Yid, every aspect of his life is Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Now, V'yachar kach,
when you have that foundation that everything's the Eibishter and everything is Kodesh HaKadoshim, with that foundation you can begin building your building. There comes out that the entire building will be connected to this Kedusha Dika, holy foundation. But in addition to that, says the Rebbe, we don't just put down a stone, we also break ground. Groundbreaking, Shviras HaKarka. Livnei Bnias HaBinyan Bayis, before we build the house. What's this concept of groundbreaking? Why is it so important that before we build a shul, before we're building 770, we are breaking ground? What's the concept? What's the inyan? Again, you understand that the Rebbe came from his house to say the Sicha in the year of Avelos with Shabbos clothes on. Just give you make sure we understand the enormity of the event. And the Rebbe says, "B'sha'a sha'adam boina mashu." Whenever we begin building, the aschala has to be shviras hakarka. You have to break your yeshes. You have to take your karka, your ego, your land, your mitzias, and break it. Like it says, "V'nafshi kofra l'kol tia." B'yoidai, because I'll tell you, when somebody is failing, it's very easy to feel bittul, because you feel like you're nothing. However, when you're building, in other words, building represents success. When you're expanding, when you're successful, it's very easy to start making the mistake that koichi v'oitzim yodi osali esachayel azeh. A person can make a mistake to think, ah, you see, I'm talented. You see, I'm successful. You see, I'm capable. You see, I can do it on my own. And gaiva starts creeping into a person. So specifically when you're building, it's so important that you start with shviras hakarka, groundbreaking. Break your yeshes, break your mitzias. And realize that everything comes from koichi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu henek lekoichai, shu yochel livnois. The koyach that we have to build is from Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us to sit back. Hashem wants us to build with the realization that it's His koiches. So we have the breaking of the ground. Then we put down the stone, which represents the stone of the Evan HaShasiyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'akeshayusnaik b'oifin kazeh. When a Yid behaves in this way, hu yiske lebirches Hashem. The Rebbe says, hu bizoiche to the brachas of the Eibishter. He's going to be the shutif, the partner, with the actualizing the great, great, you know, decisions and resolutions that you made. When you have the foundation that the Eibishter is the koyach, Then we have the brachas of the Eibishter to be successful. And the Rebbe continues. And the Rebbe says, V'abayis yiyev v'osuli migdash v'shechanti b'soichon, which is the pasuk that's brought down b'negeya the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, that everything inside the house will be kodesh, ki ha-kodesh baruch hu yishkoin b'soichon b'kvios, because the Eibishter will rest permanently in that place, m'tei simcha v'tuv levav. Now the Rebbe connects it to the fact of Wednesday, which was then Chai Elul, that we know we have to live with the tzeit. Now that year was Parshas Kisavoy. So the beginning of the Parshas Kisavoy Elaretz, which is the mitzvah of Bikurim, when Yidden enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe says the Yid realizes and lives with the fact that we're going to be entering Eretz Yisrael,
and we're going to have Pashut good Bigashmias, Reishis Kopri Adama, which is connected with good Beruchnias, Mitzvahs Bikurim. And right away, in the Aliyah of Revi of Parshas Kisavai, tells us about the mitzvah to build the Mizbeach LaShem. V'hoya b'yoyim ha-shetavros ha-yardin al-ordet Hashem l'kech neisen l'cha, u'vanis Hashem Mizbeach LaShem l'kecha, you're going to build a Mizbeach for the Eibishter. What's the lesson for each and every one of us? Because even if we're in Chutz Laretz, now our job in Chutz Laretz, as the Tzemach Tzedek told us, is Machda Eretz Yisrael. So we are entering the Eretz Yisrael of our own lives. The entering Eretz Yisrael, making our communities Eretz Yisrael. So what's the first thing we have to do when we want to live in Eretz Yisrael, when we enter the mindset of Eretz Yisrael, when we're living with Moshiach? What's the first inyan that we do? Uvanisa l'Hashem aleikecha. We have to build a house for the Eibishter. You want to live with the Eibishter? You want to live with Eretz Yisrael? Build him a home. Uvanisa l'Hashem aleikecha. Now the Rebbe's medayik three nekudas from the word banisa l'Hashem aleikecha. Banisa means you're building with your own koiches. The Eibishter is talking to you in a personal way. You, through your avoida and your koiches, you build yourself. You have the koyach to do it. And you're going to build LaHashem to the highest levels of Elikus. Havai is the Shem Etzem, higher. You're going to build LaHashem. But it's not going to remain the Eibishter just LaHashem. You're going to bring the Eibishter Elikecha. Which means that the Eibishter, you'll realize that it's your koyach and your chayis. Elikecha, he's your koyach and your chayis. And that will become one. The person down here comes one with the Yevishter. Va'adam atzmai b'koyachai hu tzorech livnais. The person with his koyach, he has to build for the Yevishter. Now, in Ois Gimel and Dalid, the Rebbe will continue to explain deeper than Yonim the lessons to be taken. And that, Amir Tz Hashem, will explain in the coming shir.